For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, bringing you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that you can access this show or any previous shows through iTunes Podcasts, Essentials of Healthy Living. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I want to remind you to tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Now, it's an honor to introduce our guest, Dr. Kelly Turner. She's a New York Times best-selling author of Radical Remission, Surviving Cancer Against All Odds, now in 22 languages. And this summarizes her research into the radical remission of cancer. That means when someone heals from cancer in a statistically unlikely way without Western medicine or after Western medicine has failed. Now, our subject includes radical remission and the most recent book, Radical Hope. I do want to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Turner. I think it's important to understand how important her work is. And over the past decade, she's conducted research in 10 different countries and analyzed over 1,500 cases of radical remission. She's a frequent guest on the Dr. Oz Show and holds a BA from Harvard University and a PhD from the University of California, Berkeley. So what I'd like to do is welcome you to the show, Dr. Turner.
Thank you for having me, Dana. I'm very excited to have a fun conversation with you today all about radical remission.
Yes, I'm very impressed with what you've accomplished. Your website is very interesting. Please let our listeners know how they can get in touch with the information on your website.
Well, the website is radicalremission.com, and that will sort of tell you all the things we do. It has links to the two books, but if you want to get more involved with, you know, sort of acting the way a radical remission survivor acts, meaning making these 10 lifestyle changes to enhance your immune system, we do have some offerings that we offer now, such as, we used to offer in-person workshops before COVID-19. Now we offer virtual live stream workshops, online courses, and also a wonderful database of healing stories that's free and open to the public. So you can search for Radical Remission Healing Stories to your heart's content at radicalremission.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Tell us how you got interested in this and what was the aha moment?
Well, like most people, I've been touched by cancer. For me, it started when I was 16 and my friend died. He was also 16. He died of stomach cancer after being diagnosed just 2 years earlier. And he tried everything the doctors recommended, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. And unfortunately, that didn't work for him. And so that led me, after my undergraduate years at Harvard, to get my master's degree at UC Berkeley in counseling. And I was counseling cancer patients, and that was great, and life was good, and I felt like I was doing really meaningful work, which I was. And then, as you alluded to, I had an aha moment where I came across one of these cases of radical remission. Doctors at the time were calling them spontaneous remissions. And I just couldn't let this one case go. You know, this was a man who was sent home on hospice care after trying everything his doctors had recommended for his stage 4 kidney cancer, which had metastasized to his lungs. And he was sent home to die, and he healed himself 2 years later. And at the time I was reading about him, it was 25 years later, and he was still healthy, alive, and well. And I just thought, we just can't brush this off as a miracle. We can't brush this off as a fluke. I found out later that night that there were over 1,500 of these cases published in medical journals. And so here are cases that are verified, published by doctors, and yet no one was going any further with them. They were just saying, this person healed, and we don't know why. And that just wasn't enough for me. So I decided to get my PhD at UC Berkeley, trying to figure out why these people healed. And that's what I've done for 15 years, is really find them from all corners of the world, ask them what they did to heal, and look for these common threads, which thankfully we're now testing in a pilot study with Harvard University.
That's wonderful. This is an area that has not been addressed seriously. And I think medicine tends to look at these individuals as outliers and not count them. And my belief, and that's really what you're talking about, is that those outliers, people who survive when they shouldn't have and people who die when they shouldn't have, give us a lot of information. And I think in the past, they have been considered not so relevant. So I'm deeply appreciative that you are doing this work. And so it's just exploded, hasn't it, Dr. Turner?
It has. It's really surprised me. You know, 15 years ago, when I was in the stacks of Berkeley Library, I felt like I was the only person in the world who was curious about these folks. And it has really exploded. You know, I think it was the sort of the perfect timing of my book, my first book coming out in 2014, combined with the power of the internet. Really, it was hard for me to find these survivors back in, you know, when I started my research back in 2007. But the internet has just allowed me to find them more and more easily. So it's really exploded. Obviously, you know, my book did really well, much, you know, much better than I ever dreamed it would. And it's led to all these wonderful new studies happening, right? So there's this study that we're doing at Harvard University. I'm also helping a biotech company in Silicon Valley study the blood and genetic markers of radical remission survivors. Many, many more people are studying radical remission survivors now at high-level universities, such as Harvard. So it really has exploded. And I think you bring up the most important point, Dana, which is that before, you know, the power of the internet and sharing all of our data and all of these case studies, really, a single doctor might have one or two of these during their lifetime as a doctor, their time practicing. And so to them, it really does feel like an outlier, an anomaly, you know, a fluke. But now that we have the power to stand back and look at the global data and try to find all of these outliers, and we can bring them all together, we have thousands of outliers. And suddenly they don't seem like flukes anymore, because they actually have some striking similarities. And so really what we're talking about here is strength in numbers. So when you have enough outliers and you collect them all together through the power of the internet, and you start analyzing them in depth, then you start to realize, oh, there are some commonalities here that are really intriguing and speak to the power of the immune system. And we should begin not dismissing these people as flukes, but studying them more in depth. And that's what's happening now, and I couldn't be more thrilled.
Oh, I'm beyond thrilled. This is such important work. And many of the physicians that have worked with patients who have either, as you mentioned, used non-traditional medicine, or when traditional medicine failed, have gone to complementary functional alternative medicine for remedies, for healing. And this is such an important issue. Why don't you share a story? I know we will share stories throughout this interview, but I think those are important.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in my latest book, Radical Hope, I wanted to share 10 new stories, so one in-depth story per chapter, representing radical remission survivors who followed these 10 lifestyle changes, these 10 healing factors. And one of them that really, you know, just blows me away is this woman Di in New Zealand with stage 4 breast cancer, because So she did all 10 healing factors, but I included her in the chapter on increasing positive emotions because she just had this outlook of, well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die happy. And, you know, the doctors really gave her very little chance of living more than a year at one point when her cancer returned and was stage 4. And she said, well, this is going to be the best year of my life. You know, if this is my time and my time has come, then I'm going to just seize every moment of every day. And by taking that sort of attitude towards her last year of life, she was able to get out of fight or flight mode, right? Out of that fear. She was able to overcome fear of death, which is not something everyone can just snap their fingers and do. So I'm not saying it's an easy task. And she certainly, if you read about her story in my book, you'll see that, you know, it wasn't all sunny all the time, but she made friends with her fear and she looked it right in the eye and she said, I see you. I see death. I know it's coming. And I'm going to just try to make the most of every moment until you come. And by doing that, she got back into moving her body, right? She got back into doing things like karate, which is her exercise, her movement practice. She experimented with diets and found one that really gave her energy and made her feel good. And that happened to be one that, you know, was reducing things like sugar and meat and alcohol and salt and things like that. And so just with this desire to enjoy life and make the most of this remaining year, she ended up gravitating towards both mental, emotional, and physical practices that helped her immune system, such as eating a healthier diet, exercising regularly, finding ways to look at her fear, but also bring happiness into her daily life. And basically, a year later, she looked at her husband and said, well, I'm still here, and I feel great, so let's have a baby. So she ended up getting pregnant, and she didn't tell her doctors because they knew they would tell her that this was crazy. She ended up getting pregnant, and, you know, fast forward, late, you know, 10 years later, she's got a 10-year-old boy. She's got no sign of cancer. And her oncologists do not understand what happened. But if you ask her, it's that she dove into these 10 healing factors, especially the one of finding joy in every day. And it changed her immune system, and therefore it changed the outcome of her life.
That's a beautiful story, and we look forward to more of those. Listeners, if you've just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this brief break with interesting information from Dr. Kelly Turner, and she talks about radical remission, surviving cancer against all odds, and also radical hope. So we will continue the conversation. We'll be right back.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
When it comes to taking a multivitamin, the Pure Encapsulations One Multivitamin makes it one and done. This convenient formula provides vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients in a comprehensive vegetarian multivitamin for both men and women in a once-daily dose. It includes L5-MTHF, the universally metabolized form of folate, and an antioxidant complex with sustained release, CoQ10, to enhance immunity and support energy metabolism. The One Multivitamin, available at Village Green Apothecary.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognosure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognosure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognosure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognosure. Remember Cognosure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions, guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, reminding you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They give you expert advice, and they carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we are talking with Dr. Kelly Turner, New York Times bestselling author of Radical Remission, Surviving Cancer Against All Odds, now in 22 languages. I can't believe that, 22 languages. It's wonderful. And it summarizes her research into the radical remission of cancer. That means when someone heals from cancer in a statistically unlikely way without Western medicine or after Western medicine has failed. And we've been talking about a story. She shared a patient's story, and I'm going to tell you mine. I've been in nutrition over 50 years, and it was very early on. I met a woman who had bone cancer so severe that she was in a body brace. And when she came to me, I thought, what could I possibly do? She has been told that she's really at an untreatable point by NIH. She was a patient at NIH and Bethesda Naval. And she had a depth of joy when I met her. I couldn't believe it. I remember every single word that was said when I met her and worked with her. And basically she said, look, I meditate 20 minutes twice a day. I walk 20 minutes twice a day, and she said it's very slow because I have the brace, and she said I also take supplements. And at that time, when I saw what she was taking, it was really minimal. I couldn't really comprehend how minimal it was, and I continued to see her, and at some point, at one of the last appointments, she came in and she said, I've got to tell you what happened to me today. I went over for an evaluation and I saw the doctors at Bethesda Naval and NIH, and they kept looking at my x-rays, and I am free of cancer. And they thought they had the wrong x-rays. There was a lot of hullabaloo over all of this. And the doctor looked at her and said, what have you done? And she said, I meditate 20 minutes twice a day, I walk 20 minutes twice a day, and I take a lot of supplements. And my own personal opinion at that time is that I did not think she was on a lot of supplements. She pretty much ran her show, and I was along for the ride. And she did so well, and at some point she came in and she said, Dana, I really don't want to feel like a patient anymore. I want to stop the supplements. And I said, but you're doing so well. You know, let's not rock that boat. She said, no, that's what I'm going to do. And I will tell you that the cancer returned within a year, maybe 2 years. But what I learned from her was her attitude and how she carried herself. And she did, when the doctor said, what do you do? He then said, he tapped her on the knee and said, well, honey, you're very lucky. She said, no, you all told me I was going to die. Even my minister told me I was going to die. I chose not to. And that's very powerful. And I know you've heard many of these stories, but that taught me so much about treating patients and patients' attitudes. So please carry on with more of your stories, Kelly, because I think they're vitally important.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that story of someone who, you know, had a radical remission, even if it was only temporary. I think her choice of saying, I chose to live, is something that I see over and over again in my research of now over 1,500 cases of radical remission from cancer and other diseases at this point. At this point in my research, I'm studying people who heal when they're not supposed to, from things like MS or Alzheimer's, lupus, AIDS, heart disease, that sort of thing. So it's expanded at this point. But with this woman with bone cancer, what strikes me there is that when she's choosing to live, she's sort of embracing or really energizing one of the 10 common healing factors that I've found among radical remission survivors, which is finding strong reasons for living. And,
yes,
you know, everybody that I've studied, they found that, and that reason is different. You know, for some people, it's their children or their grandchildren. For other people, it's that they just love this beautiful earth so much that they want to spend every day in nature. You know, it varies from person to person, but the one thing that is constant is that they all have a strong desire to live, and they have a reason for living. And that's different than just saying, I'm scared of dying, right? Because there are some people who say, I want to keep living because I'm just so scared of dying. And that's not what radical remission survivors do, at least in my research. Some of them are scared of dying and some of them aren't. That part is different. What they have in common is that they have a specific reason to live that is not simply that they don't want to die. Does that make sense? So it's this idea of having something,
yes,
that they want to do. And for this woman, it sounds like she didn't want to be a patient. She just wanted to be a person who was living a normal life and enjoying every day. But having that sort of strong reason for living, what that does biochemically in our bodies is, you know, if you were talking to an alternative, you know, energy practitioner, you know, for example, an acupuncturist, they would say that when someone has a strong reason for living, they're actually pulling life force energy into their body. They're actually charging up their body with, you know, what they would call chi. If you talk to, you know, a psychoneuroimmunologist who might hook up, you know, a radical remission survivor up to an fMRI machine or to, you know, a bunch of sensors and whatnot, what they would find, since we don't know how to measure chi yet as scientists, what they would find is that when you have a strong reason for living, you are flooding your bloodstream with immune-boosting hormones, right? So things like oxytocin and relaxin and endorphins, all of these hormones that are made in our brains, when we have a thought of today's going to be a great day and there's things I want to do and I'm excited about doing X, Y, and Z, or I'm excited about meditating for 20 minutes, when we have that attitude or those emotions of wanting to be here, then immune-boosting chemicals are released from our pituitary gland in the middle of our brain. You know, I always say that the most powerful pharmacist in the world is right in the middle of your brain, and it's your pituitary gland, and it can release immune-enhancing chemicals that instantly really light up your immune system. And that's what that woman that you described was doing by having that attitude every day of you know, saying, you told me I was going to die, but I choose to live. She is releasing endorphins and relaxin and oxytocin the minute she really feels that deep down inside.
Excellent, excellent. I'm just remembering that her best friend was married to Linus Pauling. And the best
wow.
friend attended one of the sessions. And my jaw dropped. He said, I would love to sit
wow.
and talk with you about that experience. Isn't that something?
That is a very powerful coincidence, because, I mean, he's like one of the pioneers in this work.
And when friends tell, I have a friend that tells me I need to retire. I said, are you kidding me? She says, well, you could find something to do. I said, I am doing what I love and love what I'm doing. I have no reason to listen to the word retire. I just shift gears. So you are, you know, some of what you're talking about, I think, applies to findings in the blue zone, which we've talked about on this show. And the purpose, the reason for living, what gets you up every day and drives you in a positive mode. And you've emphasized that well. Tell us some of the other factors that are so important.
Absolutely. So in my research these 15 years, I've found 10 common threads among radical remission survivors, and only three of them are physical. So the three that are physical are radically changing your diet and taking herbs and supplements. Both of those, by the way, are very highly individualized, as I'm sure you know as a nutritionist all these years. Everybody's body needs a slightly different diet and different supplements depending on what they're deficient in and what their what their unique imbalances are. So, you know, diet and herbs slash supplements. And then the third physical one is exercise, movement. And then the other seven are mental, emotional, spiritual, which really sort of blew me away as a researcher. But I think it speaks to the idea that we really have this inner pharmacist in the center of our brains, and it's really putting out chemicals with every thought and emotion that we have. So it's important to pay attention to our thoughts and emotions. But just to run through them, there are things like increasing your spiritual connection practice, whatever that may be. You know, for the woman that you just mentioned, it was meditating twice a day. Empowering yourself, taking an active role in your life and your health. Increasing positive emotions, which we've just discussed. Following your intuition, which was one that was really interesting to me because it seems very non-scientific, but I've actually found there's a lot of science behind it. And then other things like releasing suppressed emotions such as stress or trauma, having strong reasons for living, as we discussed. And then, you know, last but certainly not least, increasing your social support, which is an interesting thing for us during this time of coronavirus, right? The lack of social support. So that might be something we talk about.
That social support is so critical, and that, too, was in the blue zone, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And faith, you know, they talked about having faith-based communities, and we've got a lot more to talk about. And if you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're talking with Dr. Kelly Turner. Her work is brilliant. And we're talking about radical remission and radical hope. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet.
committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Tune in next week for more information on healthy living. And we have been talking to Dr. Kelly Turner, New York Times best-selling author of Radical Remission, Surviving Cancer Against All Odds in 22 languages, and also Radical Hope. So let's carry on the conversation, Dr. Turner. What else do you want to share with us? You've talked about a story, and then you went over 10 aspects of what is, I guess, underlying or common among radical remission individuals?
Yeah, I did. And I talked about the fact that 3 are physical and 7 are emotional, mental, spiritual, which, again, just highlights this connection between our thoughts and our emotions and our immune system. And it's an interesting thing to think about right now. During, you know, at this moment in time, we're having this COVID-19 situation. And so many of us around the world are locked down and isolated, especially socially. And it's an interesting thing, because what I've learned from my research and what you know from your Blue Zone interviews is that social interaction and social connection is actually really important for physical health, right? So in the Blue Zones, people who have a strong community that they're a part of, they're the ones who are living to be 100. And for me and my radical remission research, the cancer patients who feel that they have a strong social support network, whether that's made up of 2 people or 200 people, it doesn't matter. As long as they feel that they have the love and support they need, you know, that is key for their survival of cancer or multiple sclerosis or whatever it is that they're dealing with. And so this coronavirus time is challenging on our immune systems in a lot of ways, because the depression that some people are feeling right now due to the isolation and the stress they're feeling financially, and then the lack of social support, it really is dampening our immune systems by not having that social connection. And what that comes back to, again, are these powerful healing hormones, right, such as oxytocin and relaxin. And oxytocin is, you know, called the cuddle hormone. And so if we're not hugging or cuddling or smiling at people, right, you know, even with these masks on, you can't see someone smile. We are all right now dealing with a lack of oxytocin. So it's more important than ever to make that phone call and not just text people and hear someone's voice. And ideally, you know, whether it's over, video call or whatever, just see someone smile. It's really important that we do that right now, because we need our immune system to be in tip-top shape. And a very important part of our immune system is social interaction and feeling loved and supported by others. The woman that I wrote about in my new book, Radical Hope, for this chapter is a woman named Sally. And in the increasing social support chapter, I chose to write about Sally there because she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. She had beta amyloid plaques in her brain, so it was official. And, you know, she was forgetting to pick up her grandkids at school. She was losing her keys. She was starting to be unable to function. And her husband was the social support that she needed to help heal. And what he did, they dove into the research, and they found a doctor at UCLA, Dr. Dale Bredesen, who's sort of the one of the pioneer doctors right now studying how to reverse Alzheimer's. He actually wrote a book called The End of Alzheimer's, which I highly recommend. But Sally found him and changed her diet and changed her supplements with him, did all the physical things. She exercised, you know, actually 2 hours a day, which was way more than the doctor even recommended, but it felt good to her, so she did it. But through all of this, her husband not only stayed by her side, but he said, I will make whatever changes you make. I will, if you've got to change your diet, I'll change it with you. If you've got to start going to bed at 9 o'clock, I'll go to bed at 9 o'clock with you. If you're going to get out and exercise, I'm going to be out there, you know, jogging in the park with you. And he made a promise to her to say, whatever you need to do to be healthy, I will do it by your side. And I just found that so beautiful. I mean, here's a couple, you know, in you know, their 60s or 70s who've been together for a long, long time. And their love is so deep that to do whatever she needs to do to heal, he's going to do it with her. And so they both ended up getting healthier in the process. She ended up completely reversing her Alzheimer's symptoms. The plaque is still in her brain because once it's there, it's sort of like rust. It doesn't go away. But her symptoms of forgetfulness have completely reversed and lifted as long as she stays with these 10 healing factors. And her husband is enjoying also, you know, increased strength and energy and vitality and great immune markers. So it's really, you know, the couple that lives a healthy lifestyle together stays together. And I'm just so thrilled for both of them that they can continue this loving marriage with her not having any Alzheimer's symptoms. It's really quite amazing.
It is amazing. And that approach to Alzheimer's, again, is relatively new, and I'm glad to see it taking off. And that book is excellent, The End of Alzheimer's. So you're sharing so much it's important, and the increase in hormones, and just thinking a positive thought improves the immune system. One of my friends volunteered as what they call a healthy volunteer at NIH, and she was told to think of the worst thing that ever happened to her, and they were measuring inflammatory markers and immune markers. And then they had her come back another day and remember and think about in depth, really hold on to it, the happiest moments or moment in her life. And there was a dramatic difference in the inflammatory markers, hormones, et cetera, the feel-good hormones like oxytocin, but also T cells improved for immunity. So I always thought that was fascinating that she did it, but I don't think I felt that it was translating clinically to practitioners. That I'm not, you know, outside of those in alternative complementary functional medicine, I'm not sure traditional MDs focus on how you think about yourself, the joy that you have mentioned about the people that you've worked with. Can you talk some more about different kinds of stories and what an individual's changes, how that translates?
Absolutely. And before I get into another story, I just want to touch on that point that you brought up of, you know, our conventional doctors taking these lifestyle changes, including, you know, mental, emotional changes, seriously. And the good news is that the answer is more and more. So
yes,
I think that, you know, the American Medical Association will be the last ones to, it'll be the last domino to fall, but the dominoes in front of them are moving in the right direction. And what I mean by that is we have more and more doctors, the next generation of doctors are very interested in integrative medicine. They want to know, how does a yoga practice help my cardiac patient? How does a regular meditation practice help my cancer patient? Or how does an MBSR class, right, a mindfulness-based stress reduction class, which is a standardized curriculum of a course, a six-week course that's offered across hospitals all across this country. It's been studied for over 30 years now, and it's basically a secular, non-religious stress reduction course. And the reason that it has really become a staple of hospitals is because the research has shown that patients who go through this very simple six-week course, you know, it meets like every Tuesday night for 2 hours, they have significantly improved health outcomes. So we're talking about, you know, from down to the cellular level, like increased white blood cells, increased natural killer cells. But also when you look at the data from outcomes level, these people are having fewer heart attacks. They are living longer after cancer. They are having to have less trips to the emergency room. And so thanks to this 30 years of research, we know that changing our minds, right, reducing our stress, moving our bodies through a regular yoga practice, reducing our stress through meditation practice, these aren't just things to have a better day anymore. The doctors are now being convinced through research that these practices change your inner physiology in a way that leads to truly healthier outcomes. And so the good news, Dana, is that it is changing, and doctors are realizing that the research is proving that lifestyle changes such as stress reduction, healthier diet, movement, all lead to healthier patients. And that's what we all want in the end. So that's the good news there. But another great story from my research of how these actions translate, a good one to talk about here would be this idea of following your intuition. And I always like to talk about this during interviews because it seems like such a taboo subject, right? Intuition just seems like the opposite of scientific. But imagine, as in the case of Palmer Kipala, who's featured in my book in this chapter, she was diagnosed with MS 25 years ago. And at that time, there was no cure. There were not even good injectable medicines at that point. And so the doctor said, there's nothing you can do but wait for life in a wheelchair, and it's coming for you. And this is what she was told when she was 19 years old, right? So she's diagnosed at 19, which is a very typical time to be diagnosed with MS. And she's told, there's nothing you can do, just prepare for an early death, and you'll be in a wheelchair for the last 10 years of your life. So for her, she didn't have a doctor saying, do this, do that, take this, take that. She could only listen to her intuition and her body's wisdom to say, what do I think might help here? And for her, it came to some really deep inner work of releasing some traumatic things that happened to her in her childhood, which I think is really important. You know, we talked earlier today in this conversation about the importance of finding joy and purpose and meaning in your life. But for radical remission survivors, it's equally important to sort of clear out your inner demons and your old traumas. And for Palmer, that was a key part of her healing, was to work on the stuff that had happened to her as a child and sort of recalibrate her nervous system, because she realized she'd been anxious since she was 4 years old. She, you know,
wow.
Certain things happened when she was four that made her anxious. And when you're anxious for 20 years, your immune system just doesn't work very well. So she worked on stress reduction, and she worked a lot on diet. And at that time, the books were telling her to do a vegetarian diet, which meant that for her, she ended up eating a lot of carbohydrates, including a lot of gluten. And she still wasn't better, and she still wasn't better. And she was managing her stress, so things were okay, but they still weren't. She wasn't cured. And then her intuition about 8 years ago just told her to really look at her diet again. And for her, by working with a nutritionist such as yourself, Dana, she was able to eliminate things from her diet until they found the trigger for her, which was gluten. And by taking gluten out of her diet and then using targeted supplements to feel and heal her leaky gut, she was able to never have a multiple sclerosis symptom ever again. And it's been 9 years now. This was after 25 years of symptoms. That final straw was the diet piece. Yeah. So it's both, right?
Thank
it's working on the stress and the trauma.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing that, and I'm reminding our listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, talking with Dr. Kelly Turner, and we're talking about both of her books, the first one, Radical Remission, Surviving Cancer Against All Odds, and Radical Hope, her latest book. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, we're here every Sunday morning. Tune in next Sunday at 10 a.m. for more information on healthy living. Now, we're having one of the best conversations that we've had on this show with Dr. Kelly Turner, New York Times best-selling author of Radical Remission, Surviving Cancer Against All Odds, now in 22 languages. And we're talking about her new book, Radical Remission, and the most recent book, Radical Hope, just released. So let's talk more about Radical Hope and what you have to share in that book.
Definitely. Yeah, a lot of people ask me, you know, how is Radical Hope different than Radical Remission? Well, it's 6 years later, so we have 6 years of new research to share with you about how these 10 factors have been doing in other people's clinical trials. So there's 10 more years of research, six more years of research on 10 different factors from scientists all around the world. So I felt that it was time to sort of update people about the wonderful studies that have been going on showing how if you change your diet and start moving your body, take supplements that are appropriate for you, and make all these emotional mental shifts, the studies have shown in the past 6 years that you really can jumpstart your health, right? So one of the key studies that came out in the past 6 years is showing that 70% of your immune system is located in your digestive tract, right, in your gut. And you know this, Dana, as a nutritionist, the importance of the gut, right, that the 18 feet of digestive tract that we have coiled up in there is the gateway between the outside world and our internal insides. And so it's the barrier. And if it's not healthy or if it's compromised or leaky, you're going to have things getting in there, pathogens, bacteria, parasites, that really hamper your immune system. And so we've learned a lot in the last 6 years about the microbiome, for example, and how we can, how not only our food and our supplements, but also our emotions are connected to our microbiome. So they're showing now that if you, you know, if you do a fecal transplant, which sounds gross and terrible, but it's a really fascinating field of medicine where, you know, you basically transplant someone else's microbiome into your gut, and then people's psychosis goes away or their depression goes away. So this connection between the mind and the body has just become so much more clear that I felt like I needed to write Radical Hope just to let people know about the incredible advances that we've made in science in the last 6 years. And then, of course, I wanted to let people know that I was starting to collect cases of radical remission that weren't just about cancer. And that was news to me. You know, I mean, I published Radical Remission in 2014, strictly on cancer remissions. And then my website got flooded with people writing to me saying, I had a radical remission too, but it wasn't from cancer. It was from heart disease, or it was from lupus, or it was from Lyme disease. But interestingly for me as a researcher, they were still using these 10 healing factors. And so what that has led me to believe, and that's why I wanted to put out Radical Hope, is to say that these 10 healing factors or lifestyle changes might not just be a recipe to help your body heal from cancer. They might actually just be a way to help your body heal from anything, a way for all of us to live healthfully and happily. So instead of seeing them as, you know, 10 ways to help your body fight cancer, we can say these might be 10 ways to help you optimize your immune system. And certainly as we're dealing with something like coronavirus and, you know, other health challenges that are sort of scary to all of us, it's nice to know that there are 10 things we can do to help our body and our immune system work as optimally as they can. So that's really why I put Radical Hope out. And then, of course, this 10th factor kept coming up, which was exercise and movement. And it was so prevalent that I had to publish another book and say, let's not forget about movement and exercise. And interestingly, when I went back to my original interviews and case studies where people hadn't mentioned exercise, I actually re-interviewed them. And I said, you know, you never mentioned exercise. Was that not part of your healing? And they said, yeah, no, it wasn't, because I wasn't able to go back to the gym for like a year. And I said, okay, but were you doing any kind of movement? And they said, well, yeah, I walked as much as I could, but sometimes that was just like a block. You know, sometimes I was, you know, these are people who are sent home in wheelchairs, right? Stage 4 cancer.
Yes.
So for them, just getting off the couch and walking to the kitchen and back felt like a marathon to them. So the reason I put out Radical Hope with this 10th factor of exercise is because radical remission survivors were exercising. They just didn't consider it to be exercise because they weren't running half marathons anymore. But they were moving their bodies as much as they could every day. Yeah. So that's really what Radical Hope is all about, is sort of the update and the newest stuff. But one thing that we can just end on, perhaps, is that I chose to, you know, sort of, I was a little scared to do it, but I chose to include a story about a radical remission from a baby. And I did have these cases come, I had these cases come into my website after I published Radical Remission. I did not find any cases of radical remissions with a baby before that. And that's because they're not really common. And the reason they're not common is because, you know, most parents, and myself included, would do absolutely everything that you could to help your child. And in the United States, the standard of care actually makes it illegal for you to do something that is not the standard of care. So it's actually illegal for you not to do chemo, surgery, or radiation on a minor in the United States. And so I didn't quite know what to do with these cases that were coming in, because it felt like, oh, I don't want to tell people not to do chemosurgery or radiation, especially with children. And it's important for me to say, Dana, I'm not against conventional medicine at all. I just happen to study people who heal without it because I believe they have something to teach us. But with baby Jeremiah, who's in Radical Hope in Chapter 7, he was diagnosed with such a rare lymphoma that the doctors did not even know which chemotherapy to give him. They basically told the mother, which of these would you like to try? And
wow.
In her gut, she said, they don't know which one to give him. They don't know which dose to give him. He's at that point he was 10 months old. So they said, we're worried that the chemo will kill him because we don't know what kind of dose to give him. That's how rare his cancer was. So she made the difficult decision to not do the recommended chemotherapy because she just didn't trust that it would work, and there was actually no research to show that it would work. She ended up taking him to a clinic in South America where they were doing nutritional treatments for him. And so, she has these pictures of this 10-month-old baby drinking, green vegetable juice, freshly pressed vegetable juice out of a baby bottle, and it's just incredible. They did a whole host of treatments on him that were nutritional and supportive, and they also did some thermal treatments, wrapping him in warm blankets to get him to sweat and stuff, things like that. And the happy ending to this story is that by completely changing his diet and doing those supplements and those thermal treatments, the baby's cancer did go away, and he did survive, and he's now 10 years old. So it's just one of those moments where, and I'm a mother, and just even hearing about a baby with cancer just makes me want to, just roll over and throw up. It's the worst thing in the world. But to know that a mother whose doctor said, we don't even know how to treat this, was able to find a treatment that healed her baby, I thought that was a story worth sharing, because sometimes medicine does not have an answer for you, right? Like Palmer 25 years ago had no answers from her doctors about her multiple sclerosis, and baby Jeremiah's mother, Tanya, was given really no answers for her son's cancer. And so it is hopeful, especially in this time of coronavirus, to know that even when you're presented with an illness that doctors do not have current answers for, there are some people out there who find a way to activate their immune system or activate their baby's immune system in such a way that it can find its way back to balance. And that's why I call the book Radical Hope, because I think, we could all use some hope, right? Especially at this time in our,
yes,
in our Earth's history, in this time of unknown viruses.
Well, your books,
nice to know.
Your books are important, and I'm re-emphasizing Radical Remission and Radical Hope. I know that it's in booksellers and Amazon, and thank you for being with us, Dr. Turner.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dana.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living. I want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning. And as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And that's what we heard about today from Dr. Turner. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.